This is for the win.
This is the Chatted Up Sports Minute, your quick hit of everything sports.
It's been a rough start to the 2025 season for the Atlanta Braves as they lost their ninth game last night at the hands of division rival the Phillies 4-3. With the loss, the team is now 2-9 overall. They take on Philadelphia for one more game tonight at 7:15 with a stellar pitching matchup as Spencer Schwellenbach goes for the Bravos and Jesus Luzardo toes the rubber for the Phils. Speaking of baseball, the Chattanooga Lookouts rebounded last night after losing their final home opener at AT&T Field on Tuesday by defeating the Birmingham Barons 6-2. That series will last through the weekend. Me and the guys will be out there tonight, 6 to 7:15, for a special live broadcast. So, come on out and say hello. We'll be just inside the front gate, or make sure you watch on our YouTube channel, Facebook, or Twitter pages. We'll have on a special guest, an NIT champion of the Chattanooga Mocs basketball team, Trey Bonham. In local high school news, the streak is over for the Chargers of Chattanooga Christian soccer team as they rallied from an early 1-0 deficit to score 3 unanswered goals against the Macaulay Blue Tornado. Not only did they keep their undefeated season going, but they ended a 24-year-long losing streak to region rival Macaulay with the victory. They received goals from John Tolson, Bryson Haga, and Caden Lindsay to propel them to the win. This has been your Chatted Up Sports Minute, exclusively on Hits 96. I'm Greg Larnard, and make sure you keep up with us on social media and everywhere you get your podcasts, at Chatted Up Sports. This week, we did a live reaction show after Florida won the Men's College Basketball National Championship, and I had my weekly sit-down with Mocs softball head coach Frank Reed. Have a great weekend, and see you out at the Lookouts game tonight. It is Thirsty Thursday.